This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian intelligence has released a video of a sea drone attack Saturday, which Russian authorities say damaged a Russian tanker near the strategic bridge linking Russia to the annexed peninsula of Crimea. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reports.
According to Russian-installed officials in Crimea, no one was hurt, but the Crimean bridge and ferry transport were suspended for several hours. Russian media said the SIG vessel, approaching the Kerch Strait, linking the Black Sea and the Sea of Azov, was hit by Ukrainian drones. Ukraine's Interfax agency, citing an unnamed Ukrainian security service source, also said Ukraine's navy was behind the attack with drones in its territorial waters. Kiev seldom claims responsibility for attacks inside Russia or on Russian-controlled territory in Ukraine. Vasil Mayuk, head of Ukraine's SBU security service, did not directly say that Ukraine had attacked the vessel, but he commented that any incident with Russian ships or the Crimean bridge was, quote, an absolute logical and efficient step towards the enemy.
That's Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reporting. Russia condemned the Ukrainian strike on its civilian vessels in the Kerch Strait. They called it a terrorist attack. Russian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Maria Zakharova said Saturday Russia will respond and punish those responsible. Protests against the Israeli government's judicial reforms entered their 31st week Saturday. Last month, the Israeli government passed the first major piece of legislation in Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's plan to overhaul the country's legal system, part of a broader plan that triggered the nationwide protests, divided the country, and rattled the powerful military and influential business community. The plan seeks to weaken the country's Supreme Court and transfer more power to Parliament. Supporters say Israel's unelected judges have too much power, but opponents